Hi, hello. I ate pasta.
I ate pasta. Kevin and I just ate pasta.
Hey, guys. We ate pasta.
We just, for real.
Hey, guys. It's me, Hillary Duff, and I just ate pasta.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey, Diva.
Hi, it's me, Cher. I want to go on another world tour, but I can't afford it.
I need $150. Please send it to me ASAP.
Kevin, what would you do if you were dating somebody? All right. You're okay. Dating them. You've been with them for a little while now.
Yeah.
You're enjoying them. You think they're nice. They're great.
Uh-huh.
You're really having a good time. You go to your doctor because just something's wrong. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Go to your doctor and you find out you have chlamydia.
Oh, no. I'm mad.
And you say to them, there must be something else. There has to be another reason why this is happening. You know, what could it be? But you have chlamydia. Your doctor says, I'm sorry. So you say, how would I have gotten that if I haven't been screwing around?
Right.
I've been with one person.
I haven't been horsing around. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did I get it? We got a cheater in our midst.
Let me ask you this. Is chlamydia a permanent thing? Or is it one of those girls where you take a pill and she goes away? Who is she?
I don't think chlamydia is permanent.
Okay. All right. Then I'm a little
what
less mad.
What is permanent?
Herpes.
Yeah.
Once for you life,
that,
baby.
You're done.
For life, baby. If I get herpes, I'm going to be mad.
Don't you like pass it on to your kids or something too? Or you can? Yes. Isn't it genetic? Like if people get cold sores, they have herpes?
I think so.
Is it genetic or did they come in contact with something when they were a kid, like put something in their mouth that they shouldn't
have? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I didn't want to bring up such a positive topic right off the bat.
I love that you did. Nothing says happy holidays. Nothing says happy December like chlamydia and herpes.
Syphilis, gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea? Gonorrhea. No, I'm mad if I have
right?
chlamydia.
Would you break up with that guy?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm.
You're going to break up with him?
Yeah, because I'm irrationally angry at this point. And while it will go away with a little pill or two, I don't want any part of you.
Who did you fuck?
Girl, right. What? Okay, here you are over here showing hole. To who?
To who?
What's happening?
And obviously the who is dirty.
It's filthy, stinky poo-poo, no-no. I don't like that.
I think I can look at somebody and tell if they have chlamydia.
I think you can, too. I think you can.
I can smell it on you.
I've sent you a few photos of people this week that look like they have
you
chlamydia.
You are...
I'm a stinker.
On a roll.
I am a stinker. But, am I wrong?
No.
I
want to know, any listeners out there, have you ever had chlamydia?
You a chlamydia girl? Gonorrhea? What else you got?
What you got?
What you got? Let us know.
In your holiday Chex Mix.
In the holiday Chex Mix bag.
Yes.
Guys.
That was our first topic.
I loved it.
Years and years ago.
Yes,
remember?
It was. The Chex Mix bag. Oh, my
What's
God.
What's your favorite piece? And is it still the same?
It's still the pumpernickel piece.
Yeah, pumpernickel
it
piece.
It still is the pumpernickel piece.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to come clean at the beginning of this podcast.
It's Kevin. He has chlamydia.
I have chlamydia. Hello. I have clamato juice.
Clamatosaurus.
I made a comment that I think, you know, was premature an episode or two ago.
Okay.
And it was, you know, it was false. It was a false statement.
Okay, say
and it. I'm really regretting it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I said that Cher's DJ Play a Christmas Song was one of the worst songs I've ever heard. And I lied right to your face. It slaps. Is it her singing? No. Does it need to be?
Has Cher sang in years?
No.
Do you believe? That's not her.
No, it's not her. Is it good? Yes. Yeah. Is it T.I. generated, like, full auto-tune? Absolutely.
A.I. or T.I.?
It's A.I. singing, but it's like the T.I. like auto-tune.
I thought T.I. was a rapper.
Yes. T.I. like you never heard like a T.I. song where it's like super over auto-tuned?
I guess I haven't called it that. I have heard.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, I just referenced that. But
do you believe in life after love?
It is so good. It like it's been getting me through these chilly winter days.
I'm happy that you are taking that back.
I'm taking it back. I haven't listened to the whole album, but that single is really slapping my cheeks.
Don't you think that Cher's Christmas album really missed the mark by not calling itself Cheer?
Yes. Or Mary Shermas.
And the album, if I'm not mistaken, has CH on one side and ER on the other
it
side.
Does.
And then her standing in between
yes.
it.
And she's looking gorgeous.
Imagine if she was holding a present that had another E on it.
That'd be really cute. That'd be really cute. That's a missed opportunity.
Right?
All right, let's quit our jobs at Truly. And let's go work for a fucking Warner Music Group.
All right,
because we're ready for it. She looks Gorgina in that cover, by the way. She looks
talk
great.
About AI.
Yeah, she. Yeah, a lot of Photoshop. She looks real good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's looking great. I love
it. I'm happy you've come around, though.
I've come around. And also, while listening to Christmas music, I have forgotten. I'm going to bring back a forgotten tune that I think that we haven't mentioned in a while, even on the pod at all. And it's Down Santa Claus Lane by one Miss Hilary Duff.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
great
a good one.
Song.
That's
great.
A good one. Yeah. I don't have Spotify, but you do.
I do.
You should make a playlist.
I will app. Do you guys want to hear a Christmas playlist from me?
Yes, I'll give you some songs.
Yes.
And then you, yeah. Make guys, a Two Bland Gays playlist of holiday songs.
I can absolutely make that happen. If you guys want a Two Bland Gays Spotify playlist, follow us on Instagram.
I have Apple Music. Gays. I don't feel like we can do that yet. Can we?
I don't know if you can. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I would like my song on there from by the Waitresses, right?
Christmas Wrapping.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas. I feel like me and you could do a duet of that.
Absolutely. I want to do. Yeah.
You'd be really good at that.
But I want to do a music video too. Very 80s. You and I have zero expression.
I'm dressed as a waitress, though, because I'm taking everything too literally.
I'm looking like Sarah Bareilles from The Waitress.
The Waitress.
The Waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
You look just like Sarah Bareilles.
We are basically twins.
You sing like her. You look like her.
Listen, we can't all be as talented as I am, but...
I understand.
What are you going to do? So, mm-hmm. Something to look up to, you know? Speaking of Spotify...
Okay.
I know that you're not a Spotify girly.
But they almost get me. Every time they do the Spotify Wrapped, they almost get me.
But you can do one now.
I know, and I looked at it, and it's embarrassing, and I won't tell you what was on it.
I'm gonna like let my little secret out there, because so I had a few people message me on Instagram because I shared my Wrapped, and Enya was my number one artist again this year. I was in the 0.5% of top listeners for Enya. Embarrassing. But I shared my recap of my top five artists, top five songs, but I blanked out number four for both because it was the same.
And wait, you did?
Yes, I wrote Mind Your Business for the artist, and then under the song, I just covered it up and said, don't worry about it.
Oh my God, tell me. Was your number four?
It was my number four. I am so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
I can't even imagine.
I'm so embarrassed.
I cannot picture what it could be. Is it... Oh, can I guess?
Yes, please.
Is it somebody I would guess or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll get us closer to the bottom of the truth.
Oh, please.
And then at the end, you can tell me.
Okay.
Okay, let me guess genre.
Okay.
Country.
No.
Oh, I thought you'd be embarrassed.
I thought Dolly Ariba would be up there. I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I actually am surprised about that.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it. Or the Chicks. I listened to a lot of the Chicks this year.
Okay.
I got really into my 90s girl fantasy.
Okay, let's see. Rap?
No. Do you want me to give you a hint? It's a little bit...
Okay, give me a hint.
It's electronica pop.
Electronica
pop. Like bubbly pop.
Dev.
No. Like really bubbly, like happy poppy. You're going to get it.
Carly Rae Jepsen?
No, but I also loved Carly Rae Jepsen this year. I was all over her. I would have...
Electronica is throwing me off a little bit.
It's all like auto-tune-y.
Erica Jane.
No, God, I wish. So they hit it big in like 2009 with a single.
Carmen.
No. No, you're not going to get
Carmen it. Carmen was a good one, though.
Carmen was a good one. Good
do you
guess.
Remember that one?
I do. Good guess.
Yeah. Ooh, 2009.
Yes, they had a big single that hit.
Like on mainstream.
Yes, it was like on like the VH1 Hot 100, baby.
So it's got to be good.
So it's got to be great. This was not the song, though, that trended for me. My number four song was just a random one off their most recent album.
They. You're saying they.
I can give you a gender if you'd prefer.
Female?
No.
Male?
Male.
Male pop?
Girl, I cannot Happy believe pop? You haven't gotten it yet. If y'all are out there and you're thinking you know exactly
Owl City.
Yes! I'm so embarrassed!
Vanilla Twilight.
Yes!
Yes!
No, that wasn't the song. It wasn't the song.
Like, oh my God.
No, but...
R.I.P. headphone users.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm so embarrassed. Here I am, 31-year-old gay man listening to fucking pop Christian Owl City.
Hello, Seattle.
No, the song was called Montana. It was off of his newest album. It's, girl, it slaps.
Newest?
Yeah, he had an
album. You're keeping up to date?
This album came out 2 years ago now. He had one that just came out this year. But I remember last December, I discovered this song and I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh, it's really hitting. And then I was still listening to it daily in April. And I said, uh-oh, we have to stop immediately because this is going to end up in my top. And this is embarrassing. This cannot happen. I cannot be that girl that has Owl City. I stopped. Cold turkey. I stopped. And then I thought I worked so hard. I thought I had really...
Not hard enough.
But, oh, I was so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. How, this is my... That was my guiltiest pleasure song, for sure. Mm. We'll listen to it afterwards. It's so embarrassing. I hate myself. Ew!
I love that I got to guess it, though.
Did you? You did good. You did good. It was a toughie. That's a toughie. But I thought you'd get it, because you know my little gay
ass.
Well,
you used to like Owl City.
I did. And then I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, but Hello Seattle slaps.
Hello Seattle slaps. Fireflies? You would not believe your eyes.
Well.
I loved Fireflies. And Vanilla Twilight slapped my whole ass.
That's, yeah.
So good.
Because when I think of you, I don't feel so alone.
Oh, I'm crying. Yeah. Didn't the music video have Shaq in it?
I do not watch it.
I feel like it did.
I do not watch I feel Owl like it City did. Music videos.
Well, I'm embarrassing.
Right?
So, that's moral of the story. I'm so embarrassed.
Do you know who my number one artist was?
Who?
I'll tell you this, but I'm not giving you the rest because it's embarrassing.
Okay.
Well, it's not embarrassing.
Is it an artist or is it a theater thing?
One, don't be like that. My number one is an artist.
Okay.
Both of my number one, number two are artists. Number three was original Broadway cast.
Work.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
My number one is probably most people's number one.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Work. I'm not surprised. She had four albums this year.
Even if you listen to each of them twice. I mean,
well, that's it. She was my number two or three, I think. Yeah. And that's because I didn't listen to her nonstop, but she had four albums come out. What do you want from me? I listened to them each twice. What do you want?
What do you want?
I can't
help you. There's 95 tracks per record.
One song is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you want?
For real.
Listen, you gotta let me go.
She is monopolizing. She made the decision to be everyone's number one, and I just followed suit. Because who am I if not a gay man and also a young white woman?
Amen, sister. Yeah. Amen,
who
sister.
Who am I?
If I'm not rocking out in the crowd with my girlies, then what am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I don't have a light pink hair... What's it called? Curling iron?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Come on.
The hater's going to hate, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Tell me about it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to?
Well, working.
Working. My little working girl.
I just finished my first full week of training.
And we don't have to
go into it.
I know. We don't have to go into it, but you are my hardworking girl.
It is hard. It's stressful, and I don't... After work, I just, veg. I do not speak.
I know. It's tough.
I'm not a good learner. Is that bad to say? I'm not a good learner.
Well,
I'm not smart.
I'm not going to say that you're not a good learner, but I bet you're more like me, which is more of a visual learner.
No.
You just don't want to.
I'm not a good learner.
You just don't want to.
I'm not a good learner.
Okay.
I am stupid.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Do you think, are you the girl that goes, I don't need you to train me, I know everything?
No.
Oh, that's me.
Polar opposite.
That's me.
Polar opposite. I want you to guide my hand to what I'm supposed to do.
As if you were a preemie.
And when we're
just
done,
born.
I need you to look in my eyes and tell me how good I did.
You did a good job. Yeah. You want a treat and a pat on the head.
Yeah.
I love that for you. So, stressful week.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you, babe. Good for you. I'm so happy that you found a job. That's great. No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I'm happy that you found something.
I've had a job.
I know you've had a job. Okay, that's not what I meant. But you've
Jeepers.
Been...
Everybody listen to what's happening.
No,
to
you've
go
been
ahead.
Looking.
No, go ahead, Mom.
No, Cheryl.
You're happy I found an adult job.
That's not
go
what
ahead,
I'm saying.
Go ahead, Mom.
That's what you said when you,
you
texted me.
You want me to have this 401k.
I do want you to have a 401k. I want a 401k.
I have one.
I don't even have one. I want one.
Get one.
I work in a shoebox.
Get a job. Get a job, Sheila.
I do need a job. I work in a shoebox right now.
You're a fucking disaster.
With me and the other Keebler
elves.
This
is our last episode.
Oh, Jesus. Don't do that to
me. All three of you?
Yeah.
Go look at something
else. Me, Hinky, Pinky, and Stinky. We're all working in the fucking...
Blink and a nod.
I don't even get... Vacation days? No. Not on my watch.
No.
I just don't show up. That's how that goes.
That's my vacation.
That's how that goes. Oh my God.
I'm not going to be here on Friday, so somebody's going to have to sit at my desk and fill me in.
So someone better get it together. Someone better get it together.
Yeah.
I have a few updates from pop culture I wanted to share.
Okay, go
Two big ones.
Okay.
Do you remember
No.
the Cock Destroyers?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sophie Anderson.
I mean, I...
Say it. Say what you're saying. Say it.
You want me to stand in my truth?
I want you to say your truth. I see it in your eyes.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Like, nobody has the... I mean, they were running a hard life.
Well, let me say this to you. She, her breast implant
popped out. Yeah.
And she battled sepsis like 3 times.
Yeah.
Girly.
She did not set herself up for success if the success is survival.
Yes. That's true.
Like,
that's
you're crying.
That's true.
You're crying and I can hear that.
I'm crying. Yeah.
I can hear your voice breaking.
It's
she got the largest possible implant and like then was shocked J. when it popped out.
Yeah. Shook when the thing said, I'm not staying in here any longer. You couldn't even see her nipple. It was so stretched. It looked like skin. That's crazy. That hurts me. It looked sore. Every day.
R.I.P. Not making R.I.P. fun of... I think she would like the jokes.
I think she'd like the jokes. She was great. She was a cock destroyer. She was always covered in lube. Rest in paradise. She was cute. We liked
sorry
her.
Sorry to her family.
I'm sorry for her. I do. I am sad for her.
Yeah. I have a feeling she doesn't have a close relationship with her family anyway.
I don't think so. And, you know, things with her and Rebecca Moore. Rebecca Glasscock, is that her name?
Rebecca Glasscock is from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, are they twins?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Well, you know, they weren't close either. The other cock destroyer. And then speaking of losing a body part, Jamie Spears, Britney Spears' father, lost his leg.
Fuck you.
I swear. To a disease. He had some type of infection and they had to amputate his leg. What do you think about that?
Oh, fuck him.
Good. You didn't need him.
Take the rest.
Get out of here.
Take the rest.
Go sit away somewhere else, Stubby.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't have any sympathy for you.
No.
I don't have any sympathy for you. I think I did hear Britney Spears had just gone back. She had gone to she said, hey, after he lost his limb. She's like, hey, it's tough life, you know?
Karma.
Got him. Yeah. I feel like I'd be less fearful of my father with one leg.
Well, yeah, she's going to win the race.
She can run. That's terrible. Terrible today. Terrible today.
We're very rude.
Awful. Well, also...
Right now, in the season of giving?
He gave. He gave.
Yeah.
He gave.
He gave.
He gave. Yeah. And then my last little bit of celebrity gossip is... Denise Richards.
Oh my God. I have not watched, I don't think, the most recent. I don't know. Have I?
Where are you?
Oh no.
What just happened?
It airs today.
Oh, it's Friday.
I've seen where she goes to the dinner.
Yeah.
And she's making those lips.
Yeah.
But then I saw on TikTok of clip of Dorit running up to her and saying, I think your jacket's on backwards. And Denise goes, don't do this.
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
But that must, I think, I am hoping that that's the episode that comes out today. Don't do this.
Don't do this.
No, your coat, your jacket's inside it. She's like, Dorit, I know what you're doing. Don't do this.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm telling you that your coat, Dorit was literally dumbfounded.
Hey, baby, your jacket's upside down and inside
fix
out.
Your fucking jacket.
You're wearing your pants on your arms.
An idiot.
Are you okay?
Denise Richards?
Huh. Yikes. Yikes. Let me ask you this.
Not a lot left.
We won't stay on Housewives for long because I know not everyone watches. But what are your thoughts on Kyle Richards this season? She's dirty. I hate her.
Dirty?
I hate her. She's as dirty as Morgan. What's her name? Morgan Whalen. Is that another country singer?
Morgan Wallen, right?
Is that her?
No. That's a country singer that was like racist.
Okay. What's the difference? What's her name?
I'm not sure.
Morgan. Fairchild.
Not Morgan Fairchild. No.
Close.
Morgan somebody.
Close.
Is on Housewives now.
Yep.
I think that Kyle is...
Well, let me ask you this.
I don't know. I don't
Sutton,
think dirty. I don't
Sutton
like Sutton. So
or
it's
Kyle.
I don't like Sutton.
You don't like Sutton?
Literally, I don't like Sutton at all. Like, I wish that somebody would throw horse shit on Sutton. I don't want her to get hurt, but I like her to smell and have her clothes stained.
Yeah. She's Candace Cameron Bure for you of the Housewives series.
No, not that bad. Okay. Not that bad, okay. But she's just not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I don't like the Nymum.
Oh, I love it.
Nymum.
I love it.
Nymum. Stop doing that. I understand, though, being annoyed by that. Shut the fuck up.
Me too.
Shut up.
Me too. But I love her so much.
And that's fine. You can love her.
I love her so much. I think she's wonderful.
I gagged when she was like... telling Kyle, like, I don't know if you view me like a younger sister or something.
I thought that was so
and
cunty
Kyle said,
of Kyle.
Don't flatter yourself.
That was cunty. I didn't like that.
Oh, I ate it with a spoon.
I think Kyle looks like she smells like baby wipes.
Kyle looks tremendously better than Sutton.
Yeah.
In literally every single way. Mm. Yep.
I would agree, but she looked awful at this dinner, this CBD dinner. She looked like she was covered in hairspray, and the moment someone lit a match, she was going up.
That's how I feel about Lisa Barlow.
Oh, from Salt Jesus City. Christ.
She looks rough.
She looks rough.
Something's going on.
She looks rough.
Oh, I feel comfortable saying shit about all of them, though, because they all have more money than I do.
Oh, absolutely.
And like a better life than I do. Like they can buy and do whatever they need to do. If you look bad as a housewife with a bajillion dollars, Kyle and Sutton are both ridiculously wealthy.
Oh yeah.
If you have a moment where you look bad, girl, it's all on you. So you deserve to be like made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think Kyle looked bad, speak it out, because she has too much money to look bad.
Yes.
So fix it.
For sure. Get it together.
Just like Sutton needs to get something going on with those legs.
Yeah.
Something's going on. She's Jack Skellington.
Something's happening there. Something's happening. We are very in this season, and again, we're not gonna stay here very long. In this season, I feel like we're choosing weird storylines to go after. We're going after Kyle's lack of drinking. We're going after Sutton drinking too much.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I don't think that anyone should be saying anything about Kyle's lack of drinking. I think that's a weird thing to...
That's a weird thing to go after. To talk about... And to talk... Well, they also brought up... Well, Kyle brought up Sutton not eating. And I was like, you're going to do that in front of Crystal? But, I don't want to go after this.
Yeah, true.
Let's not go after this.
I don't think Sutton looks like she doesn't eat.
I think Sutton...
I think her odd, knobby kneed legs are genetic. I think those are her legs.
Yeah, those are her bow-legged knees. Yes.
I almost just threw up. Her legs look like a hot dog and then a spool of yarn.
Yeah.
And then another hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call her old knobby knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go all the way up to her tiny little tuchus. Mm-hmm. She's just a little rump.
It's concaved. You could serve dip out of it. I mean, same with mine. I have no room to talk.
We have served dip out of yours.
Yes, absolutely. And guacamole.
Kevin, I'm out of China. You could lay up here.
Could you lay? We put salsa in one, guac in the other.
I put a barefoot Moscato bottle underneath you with a long straw, and you lay there.
And I have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. And you know what? Halfway through, I'd pass out anyway. So who cares? Who cares?
Speaking of drinking, why don't you tell them what we're drinking?
Guys, we're having a mistletoe margarita. How delicious. It's got cranberries in it. What is that? Rosemary?
Yeah, sprig.
It's beautiful. It is so... It's got a sugar rim. And I don't really know what else is in it, but thank you, Jake, for sponsoring this week's cocktail.
I think it's lime juice, cranberry juice.
Oh, that's hard on me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's delicious.
It's good.
It's very festive. Well, I also have... I have another... Oh, my God. You love it, huh? Nom, 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 nom.
I have salt all over me.
Oh, you're crazy.
Sugar, actually.
We do have another canned beverage that we are going to sample. So why don't we take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll sample quick.
Okay.
Beautiful. Do grocery stores have you down?
Oh, I'm down.
Being around people making you want to literally die?
Literally die.
Just trying to safely get your eggs home give you the hives?
Oh, look at all these bumps.
Well then, baby, let's talk about how Instacart does the shopping for you.
Instacart lets you shop thousands of products you already love at your local store. And to make it even better, they highlight those stores' weekly deals. All items are hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences and can even get delivered to your door in 1 hour. So if you forgot that OJ for your morning mimosa, don't worry, baby. Instacart has you covered. You've got this.
Thank you, baby.
You got it.
Thank you.
Instacart shoppers pick the very best produce and also promise to keep those sweet little eggies safe until they rest in your loving hands. Head over to our show bio and click the link to get free delivery on your first order of over $35. Your order will save money and help support your local cute little podcast. So do it, okay? Get over there. Click the link.
I'm clicking the link.
You better do it.
You're a mean one,
Monsieur Grinch.
What were you going to sing? I saw it coming out.
I was going to call you Shirley Temple. I was going to say, hey, Shirley Temple.
Why?
I don't know. All the girls at the party rocking their body, shaking that thing like you never did see. Got a nice package, all right. Hit it. 1, 2, 3. So, guys, I went to visit my brother in Ohio.
I'm actually mad at you.
I know.
This sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible. So, I went to visit my brother in Ohio, and Ohio apparently just has more beverages, which is weird.
Well, because what is there to do in Ohio?
Drink. So I was in the grocery store, my local grocer, a Kroger, if you will.
A Kroger, if you will. Oh.
My first time in a Kroger.
No way.
Yes, I know.
You do quite a bit of traveling. You've never been to a Kroger.
Never to a Kroger. How weird. But they had the Cutwater brand, which is a canned cocktail. And this one had Justin's name written all over. I got it for the peppermint.
Piece of shit.
I got it for the peppermint aspect because I love peppermint.
You don't, though.
I hate it.
I don't hate it. I like peppermint.
I knew going into this, I wanted no part of it. So why don't you tell them what it is, what the flavor is?
It's
very festive.
A peppermint white Russian.
Disgusting.
In a can. I don't like regular white Russians.
No, me either.
I have dairy issues.
Well, it can't be real dairy. I gotta be honest.
How do you know?
Because it wasn't refrigerated when I got it.
Okay. It says it's... it has vodka, coffee cream liqueur, and peppermint flavor.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous.
Coffee cream liqueur?
Liqueur.
I don't want that.
I don't want any part of this. So it was a 4-pack, and you and I both have a can to ourselves right now, and I know that I'm not going to drink.
Oh, me either. I'm not going to drink it all.
I'm not going to drink the whole
thing. It has. I will say this. It's 13%, the can
is. Oh, my Lord.
And it says in it, on the side, you know, I like to read the whole side. I like everything.
Uh-huh.
A seasonal indulgence.
Yeah.
Real vodka. Featuring our award-winning vodka. Coffee cream liqueur. And peppermint flavor. Enjoy with a peppermint garnish over ice or straight from our can. Underneath, I want you to read what it says underneath that.
Contains milk. Oh, no.
How is that possible if it was warm?
Girl, I don't know. It was... No, it was on a shelf.
What's inside? 2+ shots. Vodka, liqueur, and peppermint flavor. They just want to keep writing that all over the place.
They want you to know what's in it.
It's gluten-free.
And I bet it's disgusting.
I'm going to... Oh, God. I hope it's good. Maybe it's good.
Do you want to crack it?
I certainly do.
Let's do it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's not a good color.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it smells like chocolate milk.
It does. It's white.
Why does it smell like chocolate milk? There's no chocolate.
It's white. It's white.
That's not white. That's not white. What color is that?
White.
No. What color is it?
Creme.
It looks like a very, very light and sweet coffee.
Yeah.
But it smells, I swear, like chocolate milk.
It does. It smells like...
But there's
like,
no chocolate.
It smells like Kahlua.
There's no chocolate, though.
Maybe it's the coffee liqueur.
It's coffee and peppermint. Why would that smell like chocolate?
I have concern.
You bought it.
I know.
You picked it out and you brought it all the way from Ohio.
For you, babe.
You're a nasty, rude person. And it has milk.
It has milk.
I'm going to curdle.
I'm nervous. Should we cheers?
No.
We have to.
No.
We have to. It can't, listen, it can't be worse than pickle ice cream. You know what I mean?
Have you done the here's to love, here's to honor?
No, let's do it.
Here's to love.
Okay.
Here's to honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Come on her. Bless up.
I'm not drinking that. That's terrible. I'm not drinking that.
It's so bad. Oh my God. It tastes like toothpaste.
I'm not drinking it. The aftertaste is not bad, but that original taste is not good.
Oh no.
Why'd you buy it?
Because how funny.
How funny?
How funny. Ugh. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurt my nose.
The very, wow. The sip, it hits you, and all you taste for me
is vodka. Yeah.
And then the aftertaste is York peppermint patty, but not in a delicious way. In like a off-brand Aldi peppermint patty way.
Oh my God. Oh.
Do you taste coffee?
No.
No.
I taste a dirty Girl Scout cookie. Or the shot. Like remember that? Mint? Yeah, remember the shop?
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm getting.
Dirty Girl Scout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the peppermint schnapps and Hershey syrup.
If a man wanted you to dress as a Dirty Girl Scout, would you do it?
It depends on the man.
You were going to say 100%.
I was going to say 100%. Yeah. It depends on the man.
Little skirt or skort?
I'm a skort girl. Yeah. I got to keep it contained.
Right.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, must be. Men find Girl Scouts attractive?
I think yes, but that's weird.
But not like children, obviously.
Like,
but
girls
isn't it weird
uniform.
To sexualize?
Yes. A men child? Are weird. Men are gross.
But like they do like the whole like Girl Scout thing or like dirty student,
like
right?
Dirty, yes, and like dirty nurse.
Yeah, but nurses are adults.
I know, but still like what is it about the short skirt? Like I could just wear a short skirt for you. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be a student.
Why do I have to collect badges?
Right? Come on. I already got my braid hair badge.
Why do I have to sell cookies for you to think I'm hot?
Right? Come on. Jesus.
Is it my beret and pigtails?
It's the beret for me.
It actually probably is.
It's the beret for me. Wee wee.
I don't think we talk enough about the weird sexualization of children.
Yeah.
Like, sexy students.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be weird? Shouldn't we
call like a red flag on that?
I'm just saying right now, if a gay man ever said I'm really attracted to Boy Scouts,
I'm saying
we would go straight to jail.
I'm saying I'll be right back and then I never come back.
The color of this drink is Dobby the House Elf's flesh.
It yes! Ew, yes. Oh boy. Will you drink this again?
No.
No.
I'm not even going to open the other can. I'm not going to drink the rest of this.
I want you to make Cody drink the rest of that.
I'm going to.
I'm going to make Heather right drink too. The rest of this. Our friend Heather's coming to visit afterwards.
She's not going to like that.
She'll take a sip.
Oh, yeah.
She'll sip it. She's not a pussy.
She's a sip girl.
I love that for her. This is probably one of the first drinks I will not finish.
Not drinking the rest of it. This will give me an upset stomach.
My tummy hurts. Yeah.
I'll have the poops.
I'll have the poops. Yes.
And I'm a girl who lives with the poops.
Amen, sister. Amen, sister.
I'm a poop girl.
I'm a poopy girl. I'm poopy.
If there's one thing that you should all know, I'm gonna poop.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I do be pooping.
I do be pooping.
Like, 100%. If you give me anything with dairy or anything with gluten.
You knew it was coming.
I will be pooping. And I should probably get that checked out, but I don't want, once you get it checked out and you know, like, oh, you have a gluten allergy or you have a true, like, dairy allergy, then you have to, like, avoid it.
Yeah.
If I live stupid, I don't have to avoid it.
I just don't know.
Like, I don't know. I just have a hurt tummy.
Well, so let me ask you this. We just ate homemade Alfredo.
Yeah. And then you,
how's the tum going?
It's weird. I'm okay.
It's going to hit you later.
You're going to have the toots
in bed with Cody.
Actually, I don't get the toots.
You're
with
not a tootie
it.
Girl.
I'm
tootie with or without dairy.
I'm not tootie.
I'm just always tootin'.
Yeah, bootin' scootin'.
I'm always bootin', tootin', and scootin'.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm not a tootie girl. I'm like a viciously upset stomach, complainy girl.
Yeah.
And when my butt cheek, I would say, when my butt cheeks get within 3 inches of a toilet seat, Like, watch out.
It's game over.
Watch out.
It's game over.
Yeah.
I love that.
Somebody goes in there like, who is making brownies in the... There's brownie mix in the toilet bowl. Who is doing that? I'm also, though, poop positive.
And you should be.
I'm not. I think that it's so silly that we as a world.
Yeah.
Like, get embarrassed about going to the bathroom. Like, as if we could all just not do it. You know, like,
yeah.
Why are you embarrassed? You have to do that.
Everybody poops.
So you literally have to. Like, should I be embarrassed about getting a haircut?
No.
Should I be, like, embarrassed when I have to trim my nails? Like, I'm confused. Is it because poopies are stinky? Because I didn't invite anyone to be in this room with me.
Right. You're not in the bathroom with me.
No, no, no.
And if you are, I have questions.
I'm poop positive. If you have to go to the bathroom, baby, go to the bathroom.
I'm poop positive, but I will say this to you. If I have to poop around someone that I think is attractive or someone that I'm maybe potentially flirting
with.
They poop. Yes, but for me, like the other day, wherever I was, I was going to shit myself. I had to shit so bad.
You're poopy, though.
I am poop. My name is Kevin Poop Murray.
Everyone, if you don't hear about poop, I would just turn the podcast off now.
Girl.
You got through most of it. It's fine.
You made it. Yeah. You did it. We're pooping now.
Yeah.
Here we are pooping. No, I like, the other day, I was going to shit myself. I had to shit so bad. Right. And there was a guy that I was talking to, hot to the touch.
In the room?
In the room. Yeah, we were chatting.
Okay.
And my stomach audibly went.
Were you on a date?
No. No, no, no. Just
you're with, just thirsting over him
with Scotty Too Hottie, yeah, just with a man, okay, that I'm thirsting over. No different than any other day, you know. But my stomach went and I was like, oh my god, I'm so hungry.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. I did because I was like, oh my god. And then he went away, and then I went and blew that bathroom right
up. Oh my
up,
god,
right.
But
up.
Wait, question for you.
Yeah,
so if you were, if you were on a date with somebody,
uh-huh,
all right, or if you were, maybe you guys are both at your house, yeah, your apartment, okay, mm-hmm, you and this guy.
Yeah.
You've been talking to him for about, I'll give you a month.
Uh-huh.
You're interested. You're not together.
Yeah.
You're interested. You enjoy each other's company. No sex yet.
No.
Just like a good old flirtationship or having a fun, yeah, time. There's some smooching involved.
Yeah.
You know? You want to see what's in those pants.
Yeah.
You want to look at the trouser snake in the face.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And hit it with your weed whacker and watch it fly to bits.
For sure. For sure.
And you have to poop.
Yeah.
You're at home.
Uh-huh.
You have to poop. And it, and you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 10-minute poop.
Yeah.
You know. Do you go while he's there?
Yes. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to panic sweat rush through it. I'm going to open the bathroom door. I'm going to close it behind me. I'm going to open the window.
And you're whipping those pants off.
Pants are off. Pants are on the floor. Not even on me anymore.
The window's open?
The window's wide open.
What if it's dead of winter?
I don't care. I don't want the stink stankin'. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going.
Okay.
Quick. And then I'm wet wiping.
Yep.
And
well, yeah, you have to.
You have to. And then
you're not bottoming that night.
Absolutely not.
You don't have time to shower.
This sealed the deal. We're done.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So then I get through the whole situation. I wipe the sweat from my brow because I'm so panicked. And I come back out and I go, oh, like what I miss. And then hopefully no one says, you were pooping in there.
You took forever.
You were pooping in there.
So you wouldn't tell them, oh, I have to go poop.
Not that early.
You wouldn't say, oh my god, my stomach. I have to go. I'm sorry, I have to run to the bathroom.
No, I'm not going to say, hey, I had hibachi for lunch. I'm not going to do that.
So you're a little embarrassed about if he found out you were pooping?
Yeah, I don't want you to know that just yet.
But do you think it's embarrassing to poop? Like, would you judge him? If this guy looked at you, same situation, and said, oh my god, can I use your bathroom? My stomach feels really upset. I think I have to really poop.
No, I don't think I would, but I would instantly assume that we're not having sex.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Oh, so you were under the assumption that you were.
Well, it depends on how the night was going. But if you're going to have poo-poo die-die in my toilet.
You're shaking up your third cocktail in the mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you're going to go tell me you're having poo-poo die-die, that's great. I love that for you. Go do it, girl. I'm here to support you.
What if he came out and he's like, I blew it up.
Girl.
I blew it up.
I'm proud of you, but I am going to ask if you use the wet wipes.
Yeah.
Because
If you didn't, don't let then it, I have a bigger issue.
Don't let it dry on those cheeks.
No, girl, there's wet wipes and hemorrhoid wipes back there. Doesn't keep it clean and nice.
Right. Doesn't it immediately, though, make you at ease that they were like, felt comfortable being like, oh my God, I really pooped.
Yes, yes.
Because then you're like, okay, wow, it's better.
You know what? I think for me, it's because I make a lot of jokes. Like, I literally, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to shit myself. I'm never actually, well, most of the time, I'm actually not going to shit myself.
You've shit yourself within the last 3 years.
Yes, I have. I sure have.
You sure have.
I sure have.
Yeah.
Not only did I shit myself in the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
I shit myself, hit my head on a copier
yeah.
on my way down, and then woke up to the hottest man in my office looking over to me to make sure I'm okay. So that really won the deal. And my CEO at the time came over and said, "What's that smell?" And I said, That's me. I shit myself. I shit myself when I went down. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that normal?
No.
When people pass out, do they poop?
Well, no. I like, you I was really, told.
You had to go.
I had to go. I had to go. But also I was told that I was like gray. Like they were like, I thought you died. And I was like, oh boy. Yeah. So maybe that was just me voiding my bowels as I die on the floor.
Oh gosh. Not funny. Not funny. A little funny.
A little funny that like my Prince like, Charming was the hottest smell? Guy in the office.
Yeah, I just shit myself.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the CEO is like, what's that smell? That's me shitting myself. And then he gave me a fist bump. Don't do that.
No, that's not good.
Girl, no. I'm over here barely making it.
Yeah.
Barely making it.
I hurt.
I'm I just hit my head on the copier.
Yeah.
The Xerox, baby. It hit.
I have poop in my pants.
I'm going down.
And I'm waiting for the ambulance.
My black American Eagle jeans are ruined.
Did you throw them away?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Oh.
I think I would have washed them.
Well, I didn't get to. I had to ride in the ambulance. I had to take an ambulance to the hospital. And as I'm in the ambulance, I've got like the fucking air and shit on me. And I turn to the guy who's taking my blood pressure and I say, I'm so sorry. I smell like shit.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. He goes, I've seen worse.
Were you drunk?
No, it was 11 in the afternoon.
Let me say it again. Were you drunk?
I was not drunk. No, I don't know what it was.
Sorry, I smell like shit.
Girl, I'm sorry I smell like shit. He goes, I've seen worse. And I said, that's saying something.
That's fine, but I'm sorry that I smell like shit.
Well, so get into this. We pull up to the hospital.
Did nobody wipe your cheeks?
No, I'm sitting in poop-filled jeans. On the stretcher.
No!
On the ambulance. Yes!
I'm screaming!
I'm taken out of my office on a stretcher. Poop-filled jeans.
Oh, my new Instagram name.
They load me into the ambulance as all of my coworkers, as the 200 employees that work in this office at the time come out and watch me get in the ambulance. And someone goes, good luck.
Oh, my God. Nobody
girl.
Took your poop jeans off.
Girl. Not only did no
Kevin,
one take my poop
I would have
jeans
taken
off,
your poop jeans off.
Girly,
of you.
Girly, I sat in the waiting room of the emergency room in my poop-filled jeans.
No.
For 20 minutes before.
Why didn't you go to the bathroom?
They didn't give me anything. They just told me to sit
do you
down.
They didn't give you anything.
I got to the hospital and they said, have a seat. And I said, I'm full of poop.
There's poop in my pants. My God.
I said, yes. They told me to sit down.
What? And I would say no, Kevin.
I did. I said, I can't.
I have to go to a bathroom.
They gave me a blanket.
No,
to
I have to go to the bathroom. What do you mean?
Like, give me like a fucking gown or something.
But give me anything. I'm not sitting here. In my shame.
We'll get into this.
In my shame.
I felt disgusting. Get into this. My friend Kiara, my little angel baby, my queen, my everything. I will love her for the rest of my life. Pulls up to the emergency room.
Did you text her?
No, she like they called her when I went down because she was in a
She's
meeting
your
somewhere.
Emergency contact?
No, but like we were in the office and they knew she was
oh,
there.
She worked
so like,
with you.
Yes, they're like, just so you know, Kevin just passed out. Okay. He went to the emergency room. She, bless her fucking cotton socks, angel that she is. I worked for FYE at the time.
For your entertainment.
In their corporate headquarters, and
so we had a whole bunch of samples everywhere of product and apparel and all that stuff. She pulled a pair of Deadpool pajama pants.
Period.
And brought them to the hospital. I went into the changing room. I went to the bathroom.
What were you wearing on top? Something that matched?
Just a plain old t-shirt and a denim jacket.
Right.
And I wiped myself clean and I put my Deadpool pajama pants on.
Yeah.
And I sat in the waiting room just for them to tell me that my blood pressure was too low. And that's why I passed out, and that's why I shit myself.
Right.
Amazing.
So you hadn't texted her, though, since you arrived?
No.
Like, so somebody there said, they took Kevin.
He's full of shit.
He shit himself.
He is full of shit.
He is sitting in the ambulance and with shit stinks, on him.
And he stinks.
So please bring him some
pants. Help him walk it off. Help him walk it off. I'm not going to say it was the lowest point in my life. I'm not going to say that.
No.
I thought I've shared... Have I shared this story before on the
you
pod?
You have, yes.
Okay.
You have.
I'm not going to say it was the lowest point in my life.
I feel like you shared it long ago, like when it happened, though.
Well, welcome back to the refresher, baby. Welcome back. Welcome back to the story.
What's it feel like to shit and sit in it?
Not good.
Did you feel it the whole time?
Uh-huh. And then when it gets cold, not fun. Not fun.
Wait, can I ask...
Ask it. Ask your questions. Let me know.
Was it...
Oh. Just say it, girl. No, it was full liquid. Full liquid.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Was it a full poop?
Oh, honey, it was the whole... It was the whole like kit and caboodle.
Like a shart.
No, no.
No poop.
All down the legs. Girl, it was everywhere. It was a mess. Oh my God. Nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. And then get... Well, just go into this. I obviously took the next day off because, yikes, I'm embarrassed.
I would never go back.
But imagine.
I would never go back.
I should have quit my job.
I would have never gone back.
That was at 11 a.m.
I would have figured out somehow, can I sue them? Did they do something?
Who put the Xerox there? How do I get into this? No. So that was at 11 a.m. Everyone had to work until 5. Oh, y'all were just spilling that shit all day.
No.
Woo!
Kevin.
Girl. Not the lowest point in my life.
Kevin, I mean this with love.
Okay, yeah.
I wish I saw it.
I know.
I wish I was around when you just went down. And I also wish that I heard the sound your ass made as you went down. Because you know it wasn't a silent one.
You know it was bubbly.
You know
it was like, bubbling.
You squirted.
It was, yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
And when you say that you could always poop.
I can always
now poop. Now I know that you're being honest.
You know I'm being serious.
You can actually poop.
Well, let me ask you this. Knowing this tall tale
right.
that you now know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you bring me Deadpool pajama pants?
I would.
Oh, you're sweet.
I'm dead serious. If I saw you go down and I knew that you pooped yourself. And that the ambulance was coming, I would have found a way right then and there to change your pants.
Oh, you're sweet.
Because I'm not having you sit and poop. That's my friend. That's my friend.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Somebody get me some Huggies.
You're gagging. You're gagging
I
through the whole process.
I would throw up.
But what's worse, shit or puke? You know what I mean? I think puke is worse.
I think puke is... No.
No, shit is worse.
Shit is worse.
Shit is much worse. Shit is worse.
Both are bad.
Both are terrible. I don't want
I would have preferred if you just peed yourself.
I did that too. We emptied.
Your body died.
My body said I am
out. You
know
when you die and it just lets go of everything?
That's, yes.
Like, I feel like your body was like, I guess we're done.
I guess we're out.
And then you like opened your eyes and your body was like, oh, damn it.
And there was my
coworker. We should not have pressed that button.
No. Shit.
Made him shit himself. We thought he was done.
Oh, shit. We thought this was it.
No, he's back and now he's embarrassed.
Oh, boy. There's 200 people in this office.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And how did the hottest guy happen to find you?
He's the only one in that office that knows CPR. That's why.
How long were you out?
A couple minutes.
Jesus.
They had to find him in a meeting to come and almost gave me CPR. Almost got it. Damn.
Should have acted.
I'm going again. They stood me up and then I fell back over and they were like, oh, all right.
He shit himself. He pissed himself. Just trying to make a copy.
Right. He just needed to make some copies. He had to print.
It's not funny.
No, it's a little funny.
It's funny now that you're okay.
Now that like, you know, my head is better from the Xerox and there's no diarrhea in the pants.
Have you ever thanked that, your handsome man? Like, you could have maybe given him a...
I offered.
He probably didn't. No offense.
He goes, listen, I still have the shit smell in my nostrils.
He's like, I know what you smell like.
He goes, hey, 4 years later, hoo-wee.
Hoo-wee.
Hoo, boy, yeah, that's good.
That's not, you really.
You know what it was, though? It was 2020. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. It was 2020, and it was between Halloween and New Year's is when it happened. Mm-hmm. So everyone was probably like, Jesus Christ, this guy's got fucking something.
Yeah.
My Lord. Well, turns out.
That's that.
Diarrhea.
That's that.
Amen, sister.
All right, we gotta go.
Well, before I go, I have one thing for you.
Oh, God.
Just one. Just
oh,
one.
My God.
Just one. Well, two things.
It's like you work at TJ Maxx, like
you want a
credit card?
Yeah, you want the credit card?
No, I don't.
You want the return policy? What do you want?
No.
Troye Sivan.
Okay.
You like Troye Sivan?
I don't know who that is.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
No. I don't know who that is.
He's like the Twinkie version of, I almost said Tyler Nichols. I don't know who that is.
Never heard of that.
Tyler Oakley. That's what I was going to say. They dated, I think, or they were besties, like years ago on YouTubes.
It's just, okay.
He's a little Twinkie boy. He has...
How would I know every Twinkie boy that was friends with Tyler Oakley?
Well, okay, wait. So like...
He had a YouTube channel?
He did. Troye Sivan.
Oh, I'm thinking of Connor Franta.
Oh, but so. Connor was cute.
Talk about twink.
Twinkie. Very twinky.
Joey Graceffa?
Ugh.
Not your type?
No. I don't like that.
Okay.
No, but Troye Sivan went on to be a musician.
Okay.
He's had a few albums. He has a new single called One of Your Girls.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. And he was serving cunt in that music video. Did you see that music video?
Was he?
Yes.
Was he, though?
Yes, he was. And he was dancing all over Ross...
Matthews.
Yeah. No, Ross Lynch. Ross Matthews is the one that looks like a manchichi. Ross Matthews?
Ross Matthews from Drag Race?
No. Oh, my God.
Who looks like a manchichi?
I was going Ross Geller from Friends. He looks like the manchichi.
What? What are you talking about?
Girl, I don't know, but you got to watch it. You got to watch the music video.
I'm not watching it.
No, you have to. We're going to watch it after this.
No, I'm not going to watch it, though.
But
because
then...
I've seen just stills of it. That's where he's in that blonde wig.
Yes, he looks good. You don't think so? I think he looks gorgeous. Okay. He's serving cunt. We're going to watch it.
I don't think that's true, Kevin.
No, he's serving cunt. You don't get it.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know if you get it.
I think I get it, and I think you don't get it.
I don't know if you get it.
I think I get it. Guys, in what world is he serving?
He's cunt? Hot, bitch. You got to watch a video. And with Ross Lynch.
Is he non-binary?
I don't know.
Transgender?
No.
He is a gay man.
Yes.
And in that music video, he just dressed like a woman?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was him.
I don't know.
Making an announcement.
I don't know the story.
But you think that this little twink has the ability to serve cunt?
Girl, you got to look at it. It's good. It's good. We'll watch it after this.
I'm not watching it.
You're going to watch it with me. But then my last bit of news, which it is old news because I'm behind the times. Okay. And you might know this already.
All right.
Did you know that Charles Puth is married? Did you know that?
No.
Yes. And it's not to you, I don't think.
I don't think it is either.
I think I would have known if it was you.
I think I would know, too.
It's not you. Does it hurt?
I don't understand.
Did I just throw you off? I'm so sorry.
It's like when all the Jonas Brothers got married, and I thought, what's the
point? I will tell you this,
What's though? The point now?
Joe is back on the market.
Him and...
Sophie.
Broke up?
Yeah. Not Sophie Turner. Sophie, the young sister from... Halloween Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're done.
Okay.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah. So he's back on the market, and I don't think
He looks good.
I don't think my body's ever been readier.
I think Nick is hotter than Joe.
Absolutely, but I'll take what I can get. Who's single is really the question I'm asking.
I think Kevin's pretty cute. I think Kevin got cuter with age.
He sure did.
And I don't know why he's with that Danielle girl.
He could do better.
Yeah, I'm right here.
He could do better.
I'm right here with these right huge here. Titties.
Yeah, these big knockers. These big puffy nipples. All right, you guys, we have to go. This is a mess.
This is a terrible mess.
We have to go watch this Troye Sivan video.
I'm not watching
it. And then we got to dig into Charles because I need you to know who she is. I don't know her name. I didn't write it down because I didn't care.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I just want you to know that he is now off the market.
Well, married does not mean off the market.
Very true. Blowers.com.
Sniffies.
Sniffies.
Blowers?
The blower. Remember that? Blowers?
A little bit.
The blowers, yeah. That's where you go to get blowies. All right, you guys.
All right.
What a great week, huh?
God love you.
God love you. We'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.